Well, I think the most obvious similarity, of course, is the fact that you have two areas where you have deeply entrenched divisions between ethnic communities. But in actual fact, I mean, it's rather difficult to find a lot of similarities, because I think at the very core, the difference in the approach of the status of the two places tends to create very, very different circumstances when we talk about how we treat Bosnia and Kosovo. One can see potentially, though, a situation where if Kosovo does gain full international recognition and becomes a member of the United Nations, and it's done under the current boundaries that exist, then I think we would see a lot more similarities between the two cases. But at the moment, I think one has to treat them rather differently in terms of the specifics of the two cases.